Ghosts are everywhere.
Yo, yo.
Hello. Hello. Yo, yo.
I don't like that.
Hot diggity.
I did it, and then I was like,
yeah, you didn't commit to it either.
I didn't commit to it. It like
flat-faced after you went,
It started coming out of my mouth, and then I was like, no, that's not it.
You're like, I forgot it's not 2009.
Whoops. I forgot. That's really not me.
you forgot. That's not my vibe.
I forgot who I was for a moment. I lost myself in the moment. Oh, hello. It's
hello.
Me. What's up?
It's us. It's your us.
As
I said today when I saw someone who I hadn't seen in a while, I said, hello, it's your me.
It's your
and
me.
She laughed. And she said, did you just say hello, it's your me? And I said, yeah, I'm your me. And she thought it was really funny.
Because we belong to you and you belong with us.
Correct.
In the immortal words of
it's
Taylor
Carly,
Swift.
You which, belong by the way, with me. I'm Carly.
Oh, and it's your Cecilia. It's me.
Yeah. That's it's me. it's your us, and we're not Taylor us. Swift, but we are Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yes, that we are. They don't know we're not Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, I just told them.
But
should I cut that? Sorry.
Yeah,
cut
that. I want to keep the mystery.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, I can vouch that I've never seen you and Taylor Swift in the same room,
exactly.
And you've never seen me or Taylor Swift in the same room, so.
Exactly. I
the
don't
maybe
know.
The two of us together, one's Taylor, one's Swift, like Simon
Whoa.
And Garfunkel. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, Hall & Oates,
like,
who knows?
It's like I was going to say it's like a Hannah Montana situation, but it's like a Hannah Montana situation if they were two Miley's.
Yeah, if one was named
the
Hannah, one was named Montana.
Of all three worlds.
Whoa, that's so many worlds.
Whoa, that's
you
awesome.
Get the except best of every world.
Of every fucking world. Except one of us is, one of us is Taylor and one of us is Swift. Which one is Taylor and which one is Swift?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I guess we have to decide also if we're doing Taylor and who's Swift. We have to do the Simon and Garfunkel, I think, is pretty easy. So
which
you're,
one is Simon?
You're the Garfunkel.
That's fucking rude. I'm not your friend
Come
anymore.
Come on.
No.
Oh my god.
I'm ending the
you
podcast.
You think I'm the Garfunkel?
I think that's an unfair thing. I don't want to be Simon and Garfunkel because the one of us has to be the Garfunkel.
But Garfunkel's okay. Then I guess I'll be Garfunkel. Garfunkel's fine.
No.
Is he? Come on. You get to be called Garfunkel. That's pretty funny.
I still don't want it.
Okay, then I'll be Garfunkel and you'll be Simon then, okay? But if we're Hall & Oates, who's Hall and who's Oates? And also, which one is which?
I don't know. Hall, I'll look them up.
Hall & Oates.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
I only ever think of them together, so I don't really remember which are which.
Well,
which is which.
Like, based on what they look like, there's like a blonde one and there's
a blonde
like
one and a brown-haired one.
Brown-haired one,
It's like I'm the Tina Fey and you're the Amy Poehler. That's
yeah,
like
but I
a fair
don't,
duo.
Honestly, don't know which one
which
is
which.
Which
is which, right?
John Oates admits to sleeping with so many women that he lost track, but sure it was thousands. Which
I think he's the blonde, isn't he?
I don't
then
know.
Then that would be you. Pretty sure.
People ask, were Hall & Oates a couple?
Oh my god, people ask if we're a couple
oh my
all
god,
the time.
They do, mostly just your mom.
Whoa. Mostly my mom. But still, she also asks if, like, oh, she asked the other day if Pals of the Pod, Mac and Steven are a couple. And I said, Mom, they're a couple like how me and Cecilia are a couple, as in a couple
yeah,
of
exactly.
pals.
A couple of pals. Yeah, they are a couple.
They're definitely a couple.
No, John Oates is the mustache one. He's the dark-haired one. And Daryl Hall is the blonde one.
So I'm
so
John
So you're
Oates.
The one who has slept with thousands
I've lost
of women
count.
And you cannot keep track.
I love that
track.
For me. I mean, what can I say?
Good
I'm
job,
John,
Kylie.
I'm John Oates.
I'm proud
Thanks.
Of you.
Thank
I
you.
I didn't know this about you, and I'm so happy.
Well, I'm glad that it's out that there now. So happy
now
that that's
the
me.
The world knows. Now, everyone who listens to the podcast knows, including...
So then you're first then. No, I'm... Wait. Yeah, you're Daryl Hall and I'm John Oates.
Yeah.
So you're Hall and I'm Oates.
Yeah.
I love that for us. Okay,
I mean,
well, we
if
can
we're
skip
doing
the
Simon
and Garfunkel,
then I guess I am Garfunkel because he's the blonde one.
That's what I was saying, but you're mad
okay,
about
but
it.
I am mad about it.
Why? You get to Jimmy Garfunkel. That's a great, that's such a funny name. I mean, everyone loves Paul Simon. We all know this. But come on, Art Garfunkel.
You're the short king of the
two. Yeah, I am a short king in real life. That's me for every day. Yeah, I'm short king Paul Simon. Yeah. Who can fill an amphitheater and still bring you to tears in the back row.
Yeah, ask even me though how I know. He's a tiny, tiny man. We love
him. The tiniest man to ever live in the best way.
We're a big fan.
we love him.
Why are we talking about this?
Because we're trying to figure out who's the Taylor and who's the Swift.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, you're the, I'm the, I wear, you, I wear
shirts. I know you're working so hard. Shirts,
I wear t-shirts.
I'm cheer captain and you're on the bleachers.
Yes.
That's you're more the brown haired one. Accurate. Okay.
And I'm the blonde one in that music video. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yes.
Okay.
You're cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers.
So then that still doesn't answer which is Taylor and which is Swift.
I don't know. I don't know which one is which.
I don't know. All the questions it's and impossible the answers to tell. Answer this.
Everybody write in. Send us what you think.
Let us know who you Please think is the Taylor and who is the Swift.
Which one of us is Taylor Swift? Which one is Swift? Because
who puts the Taylor in Taylor Swift and who puts a Swift in Taylor Swift out of the two of us?
Who puts the Swift in Taylor Swift? And that's really important. And that's mm-hmm. what we need to talk about today.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing on the docket. I didn't prepare anything.
No, me neither. I was just here to talk about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Is this not what this podcast is about?
Oh, I thought it was.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. We're here to talk about.
I mean.
Taylor Swift, and today we're gonna talk about Lover.
Yeah, welcome back to your favorite Taylor
and
Swift podcast.
Did you know
where we
that
talk about Lover?
We can leave the Christmas lights on until January.
Did you know that you're my?
This is our place,
Lover.
We make the rules.
Yep.
Oh, goodbye.
Well, that was Taylor Swift corner, and now we're done. Bye bye.
Okay, and hello. Now
that's
this
the
is
whole podcast.
And I'm
could
Cecilia.
You imagine if we did an under 10-minute podcast? That would never happen. We could never.
Yeah, we could do like a really short. We could do. We should do a special episode where we do like 2-line ghost stories, like those 2-line horror stories, like the shortest horror stories, where it's like I went in the basement and I saw a pair of eyes. And then that's supposed to
and
be really
scary.
That's
it. That's the story. That.
And you're like, okay.
You're like,
I guess.
Did you see a mirror? Did you see yourself? Like, yeah, there's so many questions and answers.
Was there a cat down there? I mean, bad example.
I saw
but
a pair of eyes. They were just lying on the stairs.
Oh, no.
That's scary.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
That's like a jump scare. You look down and they're just looking
you
at
look
me.
You look down, there's just a couple of eyes looking at you.
Yeah, ooh. I don't like that. Actually, that is really scary. Wow, I'm really good
that
at writing
scary.
Two-sentence horror
stories. I wrote that one! I adapted
what?
Yours!
No, you
I get a writer's
the
credit.
You just
I added,
added
the part
a little
that's
bit.
Scary. I added the whole part that was scary.
Yeah, I added the first part, so I get all the credit.
See, this is what happens when one of us is Taylor, one of us is Swift.
I started it, so we have to make the Taylor version and the Swift version.
Yay!
Oh, I gotta
love it.
Start making Red Swift's version.
Yeah, you got it. We've already have Taylor's version, so
does that mean you're Taylor?
Does that make me the Taylor? You just said you're starting the Swift's version, so I assume that makes you Swift.
I guess it's been decided.
Yeah. I mean, the people are going to let us know, but let us know
okay.
if you agree.
Yes.
I'm the Taylor, Celia's the Swift.
The people need to decide for us. This is a democratic.
This is a democratic society.
This is a democratic society.
Yeah.
We're being run by demons.
We're being run by demons. Yeah.
This is my conspiracy theory corner. The world is run by demons. And
yeah.
We really need to be careful.
And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got some, speaking of demons, this is demon adjacent. We've got some good ghost stories.
We have
you,
something
baby.
Of demons?
Well, ghost, it's demon adjacent. Ghosts.
Yes. Sometimes
right?
ghosts are actually demons. And
yeah.
that's scary when that happens.
That's really scary. My dad said, my dad, when he thinks about it, he goes, oh, no, no, no. I brought it up to him before and he goes, no, no. Gets upset. That's why he wouldn't. I asked him, he said,
dad, the Italian one.
No, he's not Italian at all. But he's been married to an Italian so long, he's become a little Italian. She's
corrupted him.
Yeah, osmosis, I guess. Yeah. He goes, oh, no, 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 no. And I said, dad, what? He said, well, when you do ghost hunting and things, I don't want to come with you. And I was like, why? He's like, there's demons, Carly. And I said, dad, I mean, true, but calm down, man.
Well, that was like when my mom wouldn't let us get a Ouija board because she's like, you know things can come out of that.
Well, Ouija boards historically freak us out on this podcast. We're not the biggest fans of, well, because people do it in their houses and things people where they live in
houses, and
like that's not, and like things get attached, like that's freaky demons.
We have a Ouija board at work.
Oh, I love that possibly that people just said snakes and lattes can be bringing things from the other side,
and that's how,
really funny,
that's how really I was funny. Summoned to work there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a really good TV pilot. It's a board game cafe, and suddenly they unleash a bunch of
demons shit. And they just have to work there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That explains all my coworkers.
There we go. There it is. Figured it out.
Cha-ching. No. What's it? What? But,
Cha-ching.
Oh, God. Okay.
Every time we say a joke now, cha-ching.
Cha-ching. I'm really racking it in, making these jokes.
That's the correct sound effect. Absolutely. Cha-ching. That's
the energy that I want to put out there. I just want people to give me money whenever I say something funny.
You say something funny, someone hands you a dollar?
Well, maybe like $5.
For every funny thing you say, you think it's worth $5?
Yes.
Really?
Carly, you're trying to undervalue me.
I love your aspirational energy. I'm obsessed with it. But every funny thing you say is worth the minimum $5.
Very funny.
Okay. $5? I'll agree when I see it.
Not that much. I deserve it.
Oh, that's so funny. What's the highest amount people should pay you for a single joke?
The sky's the limit.
Oh, of infinity. Okay. Yeah,
like
I love that. Open tab.
Obviously, like, five is the minimum, but if you feel like I deserve, like, I don't know, don't
50 don't stop million. Yourself from she would like giving it. Me money. Give it to her for a single joke. She's don't funny. Hold back. Yeah, she doesn't need that energy.
I'll take any amount.
But nothing less than $5. Thank you.
No, 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 no. Carly, you can't undervalue yourself.
Well, this is what I'm learning. I've been undervaluing myself. I've been getting jokes away for free.
Yeah, come on, Carly.
What? Okay, well, if that's the new standard, $5 a joke, then I'm ready.
It's gotta be like, if you're in a group of people and you say something and someone laughs, you have to just like stare them in the face and put your hand up.
Yeah, you do the Mona Lisa Saberstein. Money, please!
Exactly.
The classic Jenny Slate. Mm. Yeah. Why not? It's like that saying, if I had a nickel, it's more like, if I had $5 for every joke I told. Wait, I do. I'm worth it.
I should.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's great energy going into this year. Well, let's hope that you're worth $5 a joke because you're going first today, baby.
What?
We also haven't explained to the folks at home what we're doing here today. So maybe we should do that.
Oh, yeah. Do they know what we're doing
here today? Well, I mean, if they know, they know. But
if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. And if you don't know, we'll tell you. We're not.
Yeah, listen for a couple more seconds and we'll let you know.
We will tell you. Don't worry about it. We're ghosts are everywhere and we talk about ghosts because they're everywhere. Yeah. And today we have a theme and
sure
we
do.
Did you which theme did you stick to?
Our theme is the theme that we agreed upon a couple because we could go either way with it.
Yeah.
And we chose
where did it go? What happened?
South America.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Love that.
Yes. South America. Which we've done before as a theme because it's a big continent.
Yeah.
But we just thought we would like to do some southern ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And went to keep it a little open-ended. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we just picked the entire continent of South America, and we both picked some
because
places.
It's our podcast, and we're allowed to if we want to.
This is our place. We make the rules.
That and we are Taylor and Swift. Thank you.
And we are, and you can't stop us from being that. And you can't stop us from telling a ghost story.
Yeah, and maybe if you're mad, then you should shake it off, okay?
I mean, they very much could stop us by just pausing it. And
I don't think they can, Cecilia.
They could also throw their phone in the river.
That's expensive. In this economy, they're giving us $5 a joke. How can they possibly afford it?
How can they afford it? Minimum $5 a joke.
That's right. How can they afford in this economy if $5 minimum a joke to be throwing their phones in the river?
I don't know. They're giving it to the river goddesses.
Oh, well, that's a whole different story. That's a good vibe.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. If you really need to do that, to make an offering to the river goddess, I understand. Yeah. Like as soon as you get a new phone, you should listen to the rest of the episode.
Yeah, then continue where you left off because this is the internet and everyone knows how to do that. So
yeah, everyone knows how to do that.
Everyone.
So you should throw your phone to the river goddess, and the river river goddess can enjoy our podcast too.
Oh, isn't that nice? What a nice donation. They always need
so
more
kind of us.
More technology devices
they
to listen to our
do.
Human podcasts.
I'm first?
You're first, baby!
Wow. Okay. What a delight. You know how I talked about river goddesses?
Yeah.
I don't have a goddess, but I have a river.
Ooh. Oh, you got rivers on the brain. That's
I
why.
I got rivers. Rivers Cuomo of...
Sure. I'm not paying you $5 for
Never
that.
Mind.
I'm not paying you $5 for that.
Sometimes. No, that was, okay, that was a $5 joke.
Oh, okay, because
it was not good.
Oh. But even not good jokes are worth $5. That's what I can't get wrapped my brain around.
That's the minimum, I'm telling you.
My favorite is that people have to pay you even if they don't ask you for a joke. You just say a terrible joke and then go $5. That's my favorite part about this transaction.
This is how the economy works.
You're just trying to stimulate the economy.
Yeah, it's like I don't ask to have to be alive, but I have to pay for it.
Sure. I didn't ask to be here. Fair.
I didn't ask to have to eat food, but I have to pay for it.
I didn't ask to be talented with this beautiful gift, but I'm giving it, so I should be paid for it. I see you. I get it. I'm coming around.
This is what it is to live in a capitalist society. You have to monetize everything.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming around to it. Okay. Okay. I get what you're doing. I see you.
I'm a capitalist. You know this about me. I love capitalism.
Yeah, you might as well call you Madonna. You're a material girl.
I am a material girl. Okay, I'm
going
to tell this story. Are you ready?
Carly? Let's do it.
Carly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Cecilia.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to Colombia.
Ooh,
South America,
Colombia.
Baby. Okay, Colombia.
Love that.
To the Hotel del Salto, which is on the Tequendama Falls in San Antonio de Tequendama in central Colombia, which is about 30 kilometers west of Bogota.
Ooh.
The area, oldly settled as heck.
Old. Love that.
It has been inhabited since 10,000 BCE.
Whoa! That's oldly settled.
About a fake year.
Talk about a year. That sounds like a time of day and not a year.
I like read that and I was like, I don't think there were people back then.
You're like, people have not existed for more than 100 years.
I don't think
no.
that's real, but I wrote it down anyway. So it was one of the first permanent settlements in Colombia. It and like another settlement were to areas that they found a lot of like old shit at archaeological sites, so that's
Love
cool
that.
So before the Spanish invaded, the area was home of the Muisca people. The falls themselves are really scenic. They're in like a nice forested area that has gotten complicated over the last maybe like century because people suck, but
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
But the falls are still really pretty, and there is, like, nice forests and stuff.
Oh, good.
Okay. The river flows through a rocky gorge, and there's, like, a big-ass waterfall. It's 142 meters high. The name Tequendama in Chibcha, which is the language of the Muisca people, means he who precipitated downward.
Ooh.
According to their religion, Bochica, who was the legendary founding hero of their civilization, he created the waterfall with his, like, magical staff because
that's so cool.
There had been a flood that was covering the whole Bogota savanna. And to, like, save the inhabitants of the area, he broke the rock with his staff and released the flood. So it created, like, a waterfall in the river.
Like, reverse Moses style.
Yeah.
Moses put the water up to make roads, and then he put the water down to make a river.
Yeah. It's pretty Moses-like. He, like, instead of splitting the water, he put it. I mean, both of them, they displaced water and they had staffs, you know?
Well, Moses split the water and he split the earth and was like, go here, water.
Yeah, go here, water.
Yeah.
They were water benders.
Wow. Love that. Love that for them.
Mm-hmm. So, according to another legend, during the Spanish conquest of South America, many of the indigenous Muisca people, instead of, like, being captured and probably, like, killed or becoming slaves or just generally having a bad time because of colonization, they jumped from the waterfall. And the legends say that in this jump, instead of, like, falling to their deaths, they actually turned into eagles and were able to fly away.
And so be free,
which is beautiful.
I'm like gonna cry really when it's a new story, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my like god, I love that.
They escaped.
I love that they made it and they're free, like the eagle.
They're free, and I'm so happy for them.
That's beautiful.
It is really nice.
That's really nice.
So that was like way back when the conquistadors were fucking shit up, but in more recent years. In 1923, there was a guy named Carlos Arturo Tapias, and he was a wealthy architect, so he designed and basically lived in a big-ass mansion, which he built opposing the waterfall, so with, like, a beautiful view of the falls with these, like, big high windows. It's in this very fancy, very, like, French European architectural style.
That's how you know it's fancy, if it's French.
It's French. They're like, it's French architecture. And I didn't look much further into it, even though I was like, there's a lot of French architectural styles, I'm sure. But it's like 1900s, like Victorian French. Like, if you go to Paris and all the, like, fucking buildings. Sure.
Well, like, the 20s is like when Art Deco comes on the scene, but probably
this is not Art Deco.
If it's French style, then it's probably like Art Nouveau-ish kind of.
It's vibe. Definitely not. It's like,
yeah,
not it's not modern. It's like, yeah,
because Art Deco was the modernist movement of that time. But yeah, that if I picture French, I picture like Art Nouveau vibes, very beautiful, very French. Yeah, I love that.
So that was in 1923. He built this big mansion, and then later in 1928, an addition was added to the building, and it was opened as a hotel. At the time, mostly for wealthy travelers visiting the falls and the surrounding areas. In the 1920s, the mansion and then the hotel were both popular destinations for the rich and powerful of Bogota. And there were many lavish parties, which I'm sure were like fancy flapper outfits and
really
drinking.
Cool.
And it would have been. I want to go back in time and go to this. It's so dope.
I want to go to there.
I want to go to there. I want it to be 1925. And I want to
I want to go specifically back in time for like a couple days just to go to a party.
Just for a party.
And then come right back.
I just want to go make some friends with some rich Colombian fancy people.
Yeah, I want to hang out and I want to have a wild time.
Sounds cool as hell. But of course, during the Great Depression, things kind of started going downhill. Business slowed down, though it continued to be in operation. In 1950, there were plans to convert the hotel into an 18-story building to attract more tourists to the area, but it didn't happen. As time passed, the Bogota River, which is the river that, like, goes into the waterfall, it became more and more contaminated, and it is one of the most contaminated rivers in the world currently, and, like, for the past probably, like, 100 years, because...
That makes me really sad.
Like, from the city, from they like, just flush untreated wastewater into the river, so it's really gross. It's like a sewage river. It's disgusting.
My jaw's on the floor.
Yeah.
Like...
So that's what I was saying about, like, it used to have all this kind of wildlife and,
it
like,
can't possibly. It's
interesting plants and stuff. So that's not so much the case anymore because they were just like, what do we do with this? Let's not treat it. We're just going to. Doesn't matter. Toss it in the river.
It's like.
Can't do anything possibly bad.
Yeah. It's like, it'll be fine. It'll flow away from the city.
Exactly.
So we don't care about it.
Exactly.
We can't see it. We don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Aww. We're in the city. We don't give a shit if, like, things downstream are maybe affected.
Yeah. They're like, I never travel down anywhere.
Oh, dearie me.
Let alone downstream.
Yeah. Oh, so the river's real nasty, so obviously people don't particularly want to be near it.
I mean,
and it's fucking up the local ecology, and the contamination also caused damage to the structure of the hotel, and because, like, there's not as many tourists, there's not really any reason to repair any of it, so it's not being kept up. It's, like, kind of crumbling, and it was closed in the 1990s and just left abandoned.
Whoa.
So at this time, it's the 90s, there is interest in, like, abandoned places, 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
People are like, let's check out, we want to take a look at
it. It's very that kind of vibe.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people wanting to explore. There's also ghost hunters that would check out the areas.
Yes,
and
of course,
like, squatters, people would just kind of bunker down.
Need somewhere,
like,
to be, yeah.
There's a big-ass building, might as well.
Yeah.
So, while the hotel was in operation... Many hotel guests claimed to see apparitions inside the hotel and many outside by the waterfall. Some heard voices speaking in a strange language, possibly spirits of the Muisca people, just kind of still around.
Oh, wow.
Some say that they cursed the land, which, like, fair.
Wait,
they
would anyone blame
sure
them
have.
Like oh man.
There have been like I talked about the Muisca people, like, leaping from the waterfall.
Yeah.
So there have been over the years a lot of suicides as well from these falls.
Oh.
That a lot of people think are maybe inspired by these stories. Because, like...
I mean, maybe.
If you hear... But, like, I guess if you hear a story about, like, if you jump off this waterfall, you're gonna turn into an eagle and be free and fly away.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds pretty...
People are like, sure.
Poetic.
I mean, also, if you, like, not to be terribly down, but if you hear people jumped off a waterfall and didn't make it and that's what you're going for, then that also...
Exactly.
You know, it's... can attract a certain, you know...
Yeah. It's like either I jump and it's done for me, or maybe if I bring this waterfall, I'll turn into an eagle.
Maybe I'll be an eagle, or I'll be done. So it's like, you know, one or the other. Both maybe are options for folks, which
is
sad, but
also
true.
Been stories of people falling off of the hotel balconies.
Oh, my God.
Maybe on purpose, and maybe not so much.
I mean... That is a classic hotel thing, too.
Yeah, especially when it's a hotel up on, like, a hill. Like, if you fall off, you're fucked.
What are you gonna do, man?
There's another story about someone who, maybe because of the spirits, maybe because of the curse, or maybe just because they're a bad person.
Ooh, dang.
There was a hotel guest that apparently brutally murdered a beautiful young socialite at the peak of the hotel's, like, golden years. and splattered the walls with her blood.
Oh, no.
Bad news.
Oh, that's very dramatic.
Yeah. This is one of those ones that I'm like, is this a true story or is this just like a story that has come out of the rumors?
Totally.
But people have claimed to see her spirit through the walls of the room where she was murdered.
Through the walls? Like, just like, hey. Like,
I said
out,
walls,
like,
but I meant windows.
Oh. Okay, that's better.
I mean, that would be more dramatic.
Like, leaning into the next room like, hey, guys.
Like, yeah. You're like, I can see someone through the wall.
I can suddenly see them through the wall?
No, it's
okay,
just windows.
The windows.
You can see through the windows where you can usually see people through.
That's a classic. Yeah, that makes all that. Is, not that it does. Like, both could be happening, but, like, windows it makes sense. Yeah, walls were a little more like, wait, what? Windows were like, oh, okay. We've seen this before.
So while the hotel was abandoned, people would often hear loud cries coming from the building at night, which would add to the rumors of hauntings. The road leading up to the hotel has had a lot of mudslides and accidents, which people are like, ooh, maybe that's because of the paranormal activity. Mm. Or maybe just because it's like
maybe that's like historically, is also kind of a problem in the area is water.
It's just like a dangerous road and there's mudslides because contaminated water and ghosts.
No ghosts for
you never
absolutely
know.
For sure.
So good news,
love that.
Good news, it hasn't been left abandoned to just be like taken by the elements.
Whoa,
in
that's cool.
2011, the National University of Columbia's Institute of Natural Sciences and the Ecological Farm Foundation of Porvenir, they started planning to restore the building. Not into a hotel, but into a museum.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the building is now, you can go visit it. It's the Tequendama Falls Museum of Biodiversity and Culture. So.
Oh, that's really unfortunate where it's placed.
Yeah, but I mean also good where it's placed.
I guess it's like a good lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to preserve our biodiversity instead of fucking throwing your
garbage
into the water.
Yeah,
shitting all in the river.
Your garbage pee pee poo poo water.
So it opened in 2013 with an exhibit on caverns, ecosystems of the subterranean world.
That's sickening. So we love caves.
Go visit. Maybe you'll see some That's ghosts, cool. but it's only open during the daytime, so
okay,
don't go
not
at night.
Peak ghost time.
They don't recommend going at night because sometimes people fall off balconies or off of waterfalls and die. And also, ghosts—they're scary.
Ghosts are so scary.
Oh my gosh. The Hotel del Salto, which means
I love that
the hotel of the. I think Salto means like jump. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. But also, that's cool hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Museum.
It's got a cool little museum, and you can learn about Colombian history and the ecosystems and
biodiversity. I'm into that. We love a little nature museum.
Mm-hmm.
We love Colombia. We love Shakira. And Shakira
we
trust.
Shakira.
You know, famously, that's what we like to say. Some people say in God we trust. We like to say in Shakira we trust. Shakira. I say it before I go to sleep every day. And I love that. That's really cool.
And it looks like the museum is open only on weekends, but it's open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're in Colombia and you want to go to a museum, check it out. It looks pretty cool.
That sounds freaking cool. Mm-hmm. I love that. I have a different story for us today. I know, it's surprising. But I just wanted to say that I do.
Okay.
And I have a different country. Because, again, we picked South America. Mm-hmm. So I am headed to Argentina.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, Argentina. I'm headed to a little place called La Recoleta Cemetery.
Uh-oh. sounds spooky. Carly.
So spooky.
Do you know what's in cemeteries?
What?
Skeletons.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
And ghosts.
And ghosts.
And sometimes demons, I think. Maybe vampires.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past any of them. And La Recoleta is one of the coolest cemeteries, if you ask me.
Okay, let's go.
So, La Recoleta Cemetery is a famous cemetery in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Buenos Aires! Okay, that's out of my system now.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires! just a little Evita off the top. I couldn't help it. One of the most beautiful in the world. Like, it's literally been voted one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the world.
Cool.
I'm not just saying that. Like, hyperbole. It's actually very
similar. Is there, like a ranking? I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah!
Beautiful cemeteries.
The BBC, I think, in, like, 2017 or something, they named it one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the world. Yeah. It's been on, like, lists of, like, top 10 most beautiful, like, it's the thing.
There's a Bloomberg article.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, yeah, it's on there. It's on there.
Love it. See? I ain't lying. La Recoleta is the resting place of many notable folks, including none other than Eva Perón, whose own corpse, I won't get into Eva because that's a whole story for another day. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear more about it, there's a great little episode of Before There Were Hashtags on it.
With
Pal of the Pod Eric.
Okay.
And Pal of the Pod Laura Welch when she came on during Guestmas just in December. And we talked about Eva Perón for like quite a lot. But it's a whole episode based on Eva Perón. So if you're interested in that, that's a really great resource. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention her real quick because her own corpse went on a wild journey before being finally interred at La Recoleta 22 years after her death. So if you want to know, like, learn about an iconic corpse, that's a really great place. There's also a really excellent video done a while back by one of our faves, Ask a Mortician, on YouTube by Caitlin Dowdy. And she did an incredible video on that as well. If you don't want to listen to more of my voice, but you also can. But Eva Perón's not who we're talking about today. We'll toss that Nazi sympathizer out of our brain. The area became I mean, I can't not mention it. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. She's got a complicated and rich history. Again, if you listen to our episode on it from Before the Hashtags, you'll know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the area that is now La Recoleta Cemetery became a Franciscan monastery in 1732, which sounds like a more real year.
Yeah.
And when it was disbanded in 1822, the garden of the convent was converted into the first public cemetery in Buenos Aires. It spans 14 acres, contains 4,691 vaults. And that's not like, you know, just people. That's like how many vaults are there? Like how many?
So there's probably like some vaults with like a big 25 people in them.
Generations of families. Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. And 94 of them have been declared national historical monuments. So, like, it's a real legit place. Yeah, like 94 of the 4,691 vaults have been declared national historical monuments. I think a lot of it is because they're, well, they're like a lot of famous resting places. There's like Nobel Prize winners, politicians, lots of famous people. Yeah, another interesting person buried there is Isabel Walowski Colonna, who's the illegitimate grandchild of Napoleon Bonaparte. Like, tons of people, interesting people, are buried there.
Mm-hmm.
Not just famous people, lots of interesting people. It has elaborate mausoleums in many styles. So we talked a little bit about architecture, about yours. You want to hear some of the architecture styles that are featured in La Recoleta?
Let's do it.
Art Deco, there's Art Nouveau, there's Baroque, and there's Neo-Gothic. We, like, kind of got a little bit of everything, which is pretty neat. Most of the tombs built between 1880 and 1930 were made of materials imported from Paris and Milan. So,
fancy.
If we're talking about being fancy and things from Paris, from gay Paris, from Milan, the finest from Milan. Yeah, they definitely have a lot of materials imported from there to build a lot of these mausoleums. It's why they're so beautiful. The whole area is laid out in city-style blocks with a tree-lined main walkways branching into sidewalks filled with mausoleums. So, like, it was, like, meticulously put together by an architect. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, there's, like, everything was thought of, and it was thought of beautifully. Mm-hmm. So this is why it contributes to how it's such a cool place. Some of these mausoleums are still being used by rich Argentinian families who still have room in their vaults. So, again, going back to how I said, you hear 4,691 vaults, you think 4,691 people, but it's much, much more than that. Mm-hmm. It is also home to at least a few ghosts and legends.
Uh-oh.
One of the most famous stories from La Recoleta is that of Rufina Cambaceres. In 1902, the 19-year-old was found seemingly lifeless by her parents, which is very sad. Mm-hmm. Her passing was sudden and shocking, but her parents arranged her funeral and for her body to be interred at La Recoleta. The night her body arrived at the cemetery, a wild storm rolled in and her burial was postponed due to the heavy rain. So her coffin was placed in the chapel overnight, mm-hmm. you know, to wait out the rain. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, when the workers found her coffin, the lid was ajar.
What?
Her parents were contacted, and fearing grave robbers had come to steal the valuable jewelry with which she had been buried, mm-hmm. they had them come as they opened Rufina's coffin. When they opened her casket, they found markings on the inside of the lid, and that her face and hands appeared badly bruised.
No, that's the worst. And she got it open?
They concluded, Cecilia, that Rufina had been buried alive.
But she, like, managed to get it open, but, like, not enough?
I guess she wasn't strong enough to open it.
Oh,
yeah.
My fucking God.
Yeah.
No.
She was, yeah, strong enough to, like, kind of move it or break it or, but oh not enough to get
it's
out. It's
the fucking worst. I hate that.
It's literally the fear of all fears. Mm. They figured she suffered from catalepsy, which is a condition that can mimic death, but isn't dying.
Yeah.
So it's kind of my brain went, oh, it's like Romeo and Juliet vibes where they're like, they're asleep, mm-hmm. but they're not. They just wake up.
Yeah.
Except it's real life and it's like a condition and like can happen to folks. And then they go, oh no, they're dead. And then they bury them alive.
It's not a Shakespeare play.
It's not like a dramatic
device.
But it
is a tragedy.
It like really happens. Yes. Outside her mausoleum, her family built a large Art Deco stone statue in her likeness and in her honor. And it's really stunningly beautiful. And it's kind of like she's going into the door of the mausoleum. So it looks like she's kind of like, hey, come with me.
Yeah.
And she's super cute and adorable. And since that statue was built, since then, many visitors to La Recoleta claim to have seen her wandering around the graveyard.
Uh-oh.
Because, I mean, like, ghosts, we know, haunt graveyards because that's where they're laid to rest. But some ghosts maybe haunt graveyards because that's where they died.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The worst.
The worst. Like, really, she's got it on both ends.
Yeah.
Which is awful. Another ghostly sighting at La Recoleta is of its former gravedigger and caretaker, David Aleno. And so I got a lot of my information today from celebritycruises.com, amyscrypt.com, Wikipedia, theculturetrip.com, and vamosspanish.com.
Vamos Spanish.
So David cared for the site for 30 years, but then sadly he took his own life. And today his presence is still felt at the cemetery, especially at dawn, when the jangling of his keys can be heard in the morning mists.
Ooh.
So he's still just plugging away.
He's
still
just doing his job. Another one of those people who's just like, oh, well, I'm dead, but I gotta keep going to work, I guess.
Yeah. He's like, hey, someone's gotta, you know, sweep the leaves. Someone's gotta trim the hedges.
Someone's gotta take care of this cemetery. I might as well stick around. Like, there's plenty other dead people to hang out with.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably not alone, right? You're probably having a fine time. Yeah. You got a community, you know?
I mean, if you're going to haunt someplace, like, you got company there.
Yeah, like, a cemetery is not a bad choice, because if you're a people person, I'm sure there's more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotta be. But perhaps the most famous legend connected to La Recoleta Cemetery is, and get ready, Cecilia, you're going to like this, La Dama de Blanco.
Oh, got a white lady over here.
We got a white lady. We got a lady in a color. Here it is. We got a lady in a color. We haven't had a lady in a color in a while. No, here she is. So, here's La Dama Blanco, La Dama de Blanco from La Ricoletta. One night, a young man met a beautiful girl dressed in white at the corner of, and I might get this wrong because I don't speak Spanish, and again, apologies. Vicente Lopez, and this is the one I might get wrong, and Azcuinaga, those are the streets, which is where the cemetery is.
Okay.
And he took her on a date. That's okay. The important part of the story.
Cute.
So he met her at the street corner, took her on a date. During the night, the girl felt cold, so forever the gentleman, he gave her his jacket, mm-hmm. which she later spilt a drink onto, you know, by accident. They're having mm-hmm. a good time.
Okay.
The next day, the boy went to her house to retrieve his jacket because she mm-hmm. wore it home and it was yeah. cute. Only for her mother to answer the door saying that she had long passed away.
Oh my God.
But she was buried at La Ricoletta.
Oh my God.
He could not believe it. So he went to the cemetery to see for himself. And there he found his drink-stained jacket draped over the crypt with her name on it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Honestly, these are some of my favorite stories where it's like, I feel like there was one from like Chicago or something where there's like a girl who just like goes and like drinks with men. And then every time someone like goes and like asks about her, they're like, oh, you just went on a date with a dead girl.
With
like
a full-on ghost. That's yeah. cool. Like, date with a dead girl is very a thing. Yeah.
It's yeah. like some of the.
It's so funny.
I like, they're always like such fun stories.
Right? It's like surprise. Yeah. But this one ends a little sadder than those ones. Because in one of the versions, the legend has that after his experience, the young man either went mad or killed himself.
Bro,
so it like takes it to another level.
He wanted to be with her.
He was like, so bad. My girlfriend's dead. I guess yeah. I too shall be dead to yeah. be with my girlfriend. He's it's like, very well, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, very much. He's like, we went
that
on
is the Romeo and Juliet of the moment.
One date and I found out she was dead. I guess I also have to be dead so that I can be with her.
Yes. He's very like, well, that's only logic.
This is the only way. I can't possibly
there's no
find
other way.
An alive woman.
No, he's like, there's no other girl for me.
No, she's the only one. No.
Yeah, she's the only girl that can spill drinks on my jacket for forever.
Yes.
Because she's
for
a grim
eternity.
Ghost. Forever and ever. So the lady in white is considered by many to be Luz Maria Garcia Villaso, okay. who was only 15 when she died of leukemia in 1925, which is a bummer town.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Also, like he went on a date with a 15-year-old.
But he's a young man, so maybe he's 15.
Okay, maybe he's like, yeah, maybe he's also a kid. I hope so.
Maybe he's like a teen, like,
but,
you know.
Aw, she gets to go on dates and she died when she was 15. Forever. And now she's like, oh, I'm just gonna go hang out.
Yeah,
that's,
she's
aw.
Like, I'm 15. I am but a wee little girl.
Yeah.
I'm a not yet a girl, not yet a woman, but no. I'm going on a date.
And you know, when you're 15 and someone tells you they love you.
You know, when you're 15 and someone tells you they love you and you're a ghost, you go on
them.
That date anyways.
And then you're on your very first date and he's got a car.
He's got a car and it feels like flying because you're a ghost and you are flying.
You are floating.
You're flying through the air.
You are fucking floating because
you're
floating
dead. Ghost.
And you're 15 when you're 15. You're when dead. You're
15. When you're 15. Oh, 15.
Aww.
So her resting place is rather actually easy to find.
Okay.
It is close to the entrance on the right side of the main path.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple other versions of this story as well, Cecilia. And so another version is young men claiming to have been, this is a little bit different, seduced by a hot blonde lady, mm-hmm. all dressed in white at that same street corner.
Okay.
Only for her to, after a night of romance, say goodbye and walk home to the cemetery, and as they're walking, they like she walks like
mm-hmm.
back the same way. She walks in the cemetery, And then among the tombstones, she disappears, making the men realize they had been with a ghost all along.
I don't love that this ghost lady was 15 when she died.
Yeah, me neither. So maybe we could take a second version of the blonde ghost lady.
Yes.
Who sounds like a woman.
Okay, so this is a different, sounds like this a is woman. A different lady. This isn't her.
Well, it's it to me, it's got a few different details. So it feels to me like she's not a young girl.
No. Maybe she's like
a little middle-aged. Grade 9. Like, I'm picturing like 20, like 7. Like, I'm picturing our age. Like, just like a hottie 47. With a body. She's a MILF. I love that.
She's
for
a
her.
MILF. I want her to be a
She's
MILF.
She's got Kylie, MILF vibes.
Let her be a MILF.
I know. You're an aspiring MILF.
And she didn't die as young.
Oh, and then she had a nice life.
She had a nice life, and then she died a MILF and will forever
be
a MILF.
She was 47 and destined to be a MILF forever.
Yeah. So she still died kind of young, but now she can be a MILF forever.
That's kind of the dream. I mean, like, the dream, I guess, is to be old and, like, have, you know, made a big impact, lived a full life. But, like, to be a MILF forever
for all also eternity.
also sounds great. Like, that kind of sounds good. Like, is anyone mad at that?
You gotta put that MILF energy out there into the world.
Into the world.
It's what the people want.
So this story, Celia, in 1942, it was so popular, it was made into a movie called Fantasmas de Buenos Aires.
That's so cool.
Right? And you can also visit. Apparently, I read somewhere that Thursdays they have free English tours.
Okay.
Don't know how true that is, but something to look into.
We'll and see if that's changed with COVID.
Right? I'm like, that's cool. We're not sure if that's real information. But if you're in Argentina... In Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
This movie's from 1942.
Yeah, it's really got, like, very 1940s vibes. The poster is very of that era. It looks really cute, actually.
Yeah, it does. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The poster is amazing. It's got little, like, Ghostbuster-y ghosts.
Yeah, it's so cute. We'll post it on the Instagram for you all to see.
Yeah, I'm into it. I want to watch it.
It's we're gonna quality. Watch it. Okay, we should have a movie night when we watch it.
Yeah, we're gonna watch.
That would be really cute.
Fantasmas in Buenos Aires. And we're gonna have a great time. It's got a Pepe Arias in it.
That's cool.
Apparently, he's a guy. Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's that. La Recoleta. There's a lot of other really interesting stories about it, but those are the ghosts.
Those are the ghosts.
Those are the ghost saga, at least.
Now I definitely have to go down, like, an Eva Peron, like,
she's wild.
Because I've definitely read about her, but I'm not, I don't remember.
I mean, not even to toot my own horn, but Laura is somebody who is one of my dearest friends. She's also just a wonderful person and artist and human. Mm-hmm. But she has had a lifelong obsession kind of with her.
Oh, really?
When she was younger, she was really, really obsessed with Eva Peron. Oh, that's really funny. Yeah. So that's why we did it as a topic on the podcast. So if you want to hear someone talk passionately about something they know a lot about, which is kind of one of our favorite things to do.
Yeah.
It is a really excellent. I think it's called, like, Ava, Patty, and Madonna.
Okay.
If you want to find it wherever you listen to this, you can find before there were hashtags. And that's a really great place to start. Because, I mean, we end up talking a bit about, like, the musical Evita and things and Madonna playing her in the movie. And, but specifically Eva Peron and, like, her life and things. And then also Laura knew a lot about her life and things, but she didn't know a lot about her death. And so that's what Eric and I came with. And I came with the story of, you know, her, like, how her, like, her, she's an iconic corpse. Like, she's... Like, there's a lot of lore around it. And so I taught Laura a bit about that. Because Laura is not a horror or a scary gal.
Yeah.
She likes things light and nice, which
she's
is
not
great.
Spooky.
She's not a spooky girl. No, okay. She's not a spooky gal. And which is why she hasn't been a guest on this podcast. Because it would take some convincing for her to join us here. Even though I'm like, Laura, we'll have a laugh. She probably would be like, yeah, but maybe not. So
we'd have to break down her anti spooky walls.
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I know. She'd be a great guest. But yeah, Eva Peron is wildly interesting. All that to say, it's such a it's wild. There's so much. Mm-hmm. I did so much reading on it too. I was like, whoa. Also, just Argentina sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it sounds super cool, and we should go to there.
I'm okay with that. Let's do it. Yeah. I originally, I'm not going to lie, I started off this week, I decided to rewatch the TV show Jane the Virgin, which I love. It's like a telenovela. It's very cool. It centers around this, you know, family. We all get it. It's Gina Rodriguez. We know it. We love it. It's a beloved TV show. But they're Venezuelan. They're from Venezuela originally, this beautiful family. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to do Venezuela. And then I just decided I really wanted to do La Recoleta. So
yeah,
I put that on the back burner, but it hasn't stopped me from watching in like 2 days, a season and a half of that show.
Oh my
God.
And
they're 40 minute episodes. And there was 22 in the first season.
Dude, and, I don't know how you
Celia,
do it.
I just watch TV when I do other things. I just watch TV and do everything else.
I finished watching Euphoria. I watched the like new episode last night.
Yeah.
Not last night. I watched it today. I'm a cool teen now, and I
can tell.
Understand references.
Wow. I am a cool MILF. I watched all of Selling Sunset this last week, finally.
Oh, did you watch all of the Sex and the City reboot?
I sure did. And I was glad because it gave us the best character in the last episode.
Yeah, I'm kind of tempted to watch just the last episode.
Icon of the world, Rabbi Jen. Yeah. Rabbi Jen is the only character I want to see do more shit. Like, I think I posted a meme a few days, like, either yesterday or something.
I've seen the meme. But
yeah, the meme is, like, Rabbi Jen needs her own spinoff because Rabbi Jen is so cool. She threw a they mitzvah.
Oh, my God.
They also kept calling it a they mitzvah, which was so weird.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but again, it was Charlotte calling it that, so it was fine and stupid. A they mitzvah.
It's nice. It's inclusive.
I think it was really funny.
I am tempted to watch
Rabbi
it.
Rabbi Jen. But, iconic.
I gave up on that show 2 episodes in because...
I mean, it's fair.
It's bad.
I trucked through because I just was like, I cannot see everything that is canon. I was like, I need to know.
Yeah.
All the things. And like, we've rallied so long for a gay Miranda. It turns out I didn't want it in the end.
Yeah,
which
it just
is really
seems
sad.
Like upsetting for Steve. We love Steve.
Who's the best man in the world? Apparently on set they had like buttons that said like Team Steve and Team Miranda.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
He took, guess what button he took?
Did he take a Team Miranda?
Like the true Steve we love. He's like, I am Team Miranda. I just want her to be happy.
Aww.
Love Steve. I mean, I had been waiting all season for her to have the red hair because I had seen spoilers and I knew she was going to have the red hair again.
Oh.
So I was glad. Spoiler, in the last episode, she gets the red hair back. Thank God.
Wow, how dare you spoil a show for me that I'm not going to watch.
That you're not. Well, you might watch the last episode with Rabbi
Jen. I might watch
so
the last episode, but it like I don't care about spoilers.
If you don't, you just have to. You should just Google Rabbi Jen.
Just Google Rabbi Jen. Just
watch
all,
Rabbi Jen out of context.
Rabbi Jen best moments.
Yeah, it'd be a reel that's like 5 minutes. It's so good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna do that.
God.
I was gonna watch some Rabbi Jen TikToks.
A trans legend. You know, we just love to see her.
We love her.
Yeah, that was really amazing this week with Rabbi Jen. But yeah, no, I watched all of Selling Sunset, so I keep thinking I can be a real estate agent, which is not true. I'm like, I could do that. It's so easy.
Sorry,
they're just
I don't
selling
see
like
that for you.
Multi-million-dollar homes,
the
easy
most
peasy,
ridiculous houses,
just the richest houses in the world, and their relationships with one another are just wild.
Mm.
And I'm like, it's incredible to watch it. I got it kind of sold to me as like wealth porn and like look at all these houses and like it's gonna be amazing, which is why I didn't want to watch it, which is why I didn't watch it for a long time. But I really watched it because I loved the relationships in it.
Okay.
It's like any reality show, it's the relationships why you want to watch it. And so I was like, I guess I'll watch it, because I also finished not Love Island, the other one, the hot too hot to handle. that one came, new one came out, and I watched it all, and it was not good.
Yeah,
it wasn't good like the first ones. No, They were just an annoying group, and I wanted to punch them all. And they were kind of all, you know,
I feel like annoying. That's the case with so many reality shows. It's like you start watching them, and then you're just like, oh, wait, all of these people are insufferable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, Selling Sunset is a little like that, except it changes so quickly, all the relationship dynamics. So you're like, who am I rooting for? It changes, like, so quickly. It's just very wild. And to see, like, who's like, friends with who and when. It's very, like, high school, and it's very interesting.
I'm going to say it's, like, Succession. It's, like, I'm not rooting for anyone because they're all bad, but, like, also, it's fun to watch them be horrible.
It's kind of like except that, it's but real, it's reality so it's more TV upsetting. And real people. Yeah. It's really kind of like that. And it's also just, like, it's so weird. It's so weird, like, this is how they live their lives, and this is the shit they like. They're like selling multi-million dollar homes, but then they're like, you said something like 6 months ago that I just can't get over. And I know it's reality TV and I know it's scripted. Okay. So I get absolutely. All this. But it's also like they get so passionate about it. I'm just like, you're not like that petty good of an bullshit. Actor. Like, it's so petty. And I think I like really love to watch other people's pettiness. That's what I'm learning about myself, is to see pettiness is very joyful. Mm-hmm. I hate being petty myself. I try not to be in my life, and I hate it when people are petty with me, but like to watch others be petty to one another, especially when they deserve it.
Yeah.
So funny and so interesting. Yeah, it's like weird to how they in that show. I don't know, it's like, it's to me it's a little different than other reality shows I've watched too, is they do really interesting things with like building a villain, but then it's also not who you expect, and then it changes, and it's very like, it's very weird. It's very interesting. It didn't feel like calculated in the way like, say, like Drag Race feels calculated. It doesn't feel forced. It felt very like over the top, very too much, but also just like everything you expected at the same time. It's weird. And I know I'm late to the party. Everyone's watched Selling Sunset. Like, a lot of people have watched Selling Sunset. But I finally got into it, and I watched all of it. And I was like, whoa, okay.
I have not watched it. I'm not going to. It's a lot of reality shows. Well, it's the same thing with, like, Drag Race. It's, like, people being mean to each other stresses me out.
Yeah, I know. It would stress you out. I think you would enjoy the pettiness of a lot of it. But the stakes drama meanness would make you upset.
I mean, maybe not, because I feel like the thing with Drag Race is, like, I actually am, like, a lot of them, I'm like, oh, I actually want you to succeed, and you're actually talented. Yeah. Where I feel like people selling fancy real estate in Los Angeles, really care. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I guess that's probably
true. You suck. I don't give a shit.
You probably would, it would be more like a Succession kind of feel. Yeah. Where you're like, it's kind of funny to watch these people be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like and like take each other down from the inside.
Yeah, I don't want them to succeed.
In Selling Sunset, most of no reason. Yeah, most of them have no reason for really being.
I would love for them not to succeed. Actually,
we would prefer them to not succeed so that LA can have affordable housing, because they have a housing crisis.
Yeah,
they have a very huge.
Yeah, it's population real of houseless bad folks, there.
Which is really upsetting. LA, extreme wealth, extreme poverty, We've talked about this before, I think, with our experience in LA, seeing that and how it was different than other places we'd been. It was weird. Maybe we don't root so much for them, but also it's a very wild show. Yeah, that's all. That's all I've been watching.
Thank you for your TV corner.
Thank you for my TV corner. I'm really glad to have been able to report on that.
Because our episode was so long last time.
So long. I also, a couple weeks ago, had the incredible honor of being a guest in a beautiful classroom that my friend Rebecca, hey Rebecca, had me for. Hey Miss G, I'm pretty sure they call her. And I got to talk about our podcast, and I got to talk about podcasting, and I got to live my little, like, weird dream I kind of forgotten about. I think I talked about it before I was going to do it a little, and I've done it, and it was really cool.
You got to go into a classroom and talk to kids.
Virtually, and I got to talk to the youths. But yeah, they were so insightful and they were so kind, and it was very like exciting to get to talk about this thing that I often think I'm not very knowledgeable about or have very strong feelings about. But we do it every week and I'm just like, it's fun for us. But then I remembered, oh no, we've been doing this for a while, so we've learned a lot and we have like things to say. And yeah, and it was very cool to be able to share that. Because I just remember being in their seats and seeing, you know, the speakers and things that were brought in for our classes and being like, whoa, like, and I remember for me, it was like drama class. It was like actors and they're coming in to talk about their careers and little. And I was like, oh my God, they're the real, like, they're real actors. I want to be like these real, I want to be a real actor like them. And then suddenly I was like, I was a few weeks ago, I was the real actor.
You were the real adult person.
I was. And I was like, oh, wait, this is my dream. I'd forgotten that was like something I had thought about. And I was just like, wanted to cry. I was like, oh, my goodness. And they called me cool.
Oh, my God.
And they said, oh, we see why you two are friends. Because I guess we're just both nice and, you know, a little extra and kind. I don't know, like optimistic. We're pretty optimistic folks.
The teens called you cool. You did it.
The teens called me cool. I've made it. So I'm ready to die a 47-year-old MILF and stand on the street corner and go on dates for all eternity. Thank you. It's me.
That's so beautiful.
I am not Daryl Hall. I'm Oates.
MILF. Oh, yeah, you're Oates.
I'm John Oates.
You're John Oates.
I'm John Oates.
Eternal
and
MILF.
And I can't remember John Oates, Eternal MILF. And I can't remember how many women I've slept with, but
you
I know
can't
it's thousands.
Even remember. It's so
I
many.
Can't even remember. It's so many.
It's so many. You lost track.
I lost track. And that's because the teens call me cool. I love it.
Carly, I don't know if you should link those two things.
Oh,
you
no.
might cause some questions. I wouldn't I wouldn't put those two things together.
I mean absolutely not. Well, I didn't mean to do that. I take it back. I just meant, hey, I'm so cool. This is what cool is to me.
Sleeping with so many women. You can't remember.
No, that's not this. I'm not equating that with, okay, I'm not, don't say I'm doing the thing when I'm not doing the thing. I am saying.
No, yeah, you're doing
I
the
am
thing.
The epitome
you're...
of cool. And now I'm explaining the epitome of cool.
Yes.
Which is me. I am John Oates, and I am a MILF standing on the street corner. I am John Oates, eternal MILF, okay? The end.
And that's the moral of the story and why we're here. To make sure that the people know these things. They're super important.
We can't help it.
Carly, I have an unrelated question for you.
Sure, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Oh my gosh. No, thank you for asking. I absolutely have not seen any ghosts lately. No. Save the like few art prints I have hung in my house that have ghosts in them.
Oh yeah.
And they're supposed to be there. They're not like ghosts that like move from frame to frame Harry Potter style. It's like the print is a ghost.
They're just like,
an artistic rendition.
Yeah, yes.
Ghost, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cecilia.
I
have a question. Yes. I'm just wondering, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Not lately, no. Or,
Just at all?
No.
Yeah, just no. Never?
No.
Oh, okay, well,
unless
I mean,
I
that's fair.
I mean, like, maybe I saw one and I just didn't notice, like, maybe out of the corner of my
eye. I mean, that's a classic. That's a classic.
Like, you know when you think that something's a cat and then it's not a cat?
Classic.
It's like when you think maybe sometimes when I think that there's a cat somewhere, it's actually a ghost and I just don't
notice. Maybe. I did this thing the other day where I was downstairs with my dad watching those TV shows that he's making me watch with all the legends of the various national parks. I talked about this last week.
Naturally.
And then, naturally. And I, the other day, we were doing that, and I was lying down on the couch, and we have like a staircase leading up to our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so the lights are off downstairs where we're watching TV because the TV is lighting up the room. And then upstairs, though, the lights are on. And I swear to God, I saw the shadow of someone standing at the top of the stairs like three times. Kept looking up. And as I like, instead of like while I was watching TV, I was like, someone's standing there. And I'd look, nobody. And I do this, like, I did it like three or four times. And I know, like, my mom was sleeping and my sister was sleeping.
Carly, you in the room did see a ghost.
So. Well, but like not in a like ghost way. More like I was like, is there? No, there's nothing. Oh, is there a person? Oh, yeah, there's nothing. It was
definitely a ghost.
So it's kind of like the cat thing. So maybe, yeah. But I guess that was I guess that was lately then. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe the answer is yes. And I, my personal answer is still no. I have not changed it.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. Because I just convinced myself that my contacts were dry. So maybe I'm not seeing a ghost. My contacts could have
been that too.
So, I mean, maybe though.
Also, entirely. We'll chalk it
up to a maybe. Yeah. Celia, where can the fine folks at home find us on the internet?
On the internet.
Other than here, I mean.
Oh, well, currently we're on FaceTime.
I mean, yeah, on our end we are, for sure.
On our end. But we're also on Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod, and you can follow us over there. We're also on Twitter at GAE Pod, and we always post when we post an episode, but that's about it because I don't got my head full of tweets. And yeah,
because Twitter is Twitter.
Twitter is hard and a terrifying place to be. And we also have a TikTok at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod as well, but so hopefully soon we'll get some content on there.
Yeah. I mean, like follow us there because we are going to have some awesome content coming.
Yes.
It's just taking a little bit to get together, which is why we're waiting. But and in the meantime, sign up so you won't miss it.
Said Carly was cool and I watched Euphoria, so we're ready for TikTok. So
we're basically TikTokers at this point.
We are TikTokers.
Soon we will be.
Even though we have no TikToks yet.
Yeah. But we will be. So follow us in all those places. And that's that.
Love you.
We love you. And thank you for listening. My goodness, you look so nice today. I can't believe you wore that beautiful outfit. You look so nice. Wow. Imagine someone's listening to this in their birthday suit.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We just complimented their outfit. That's awkward.
Yeah, this is the best outfit is no outfit.
The best outfit of all is an invisible one.
Wow. Spicy.
No.
What? Why not?
Well, maybe. I don't want it. The teens listening. I don't want to spread it to the teens.
Return to nature.
Teens, if you're listening,
it's not in, like, a sexual way. It's just in a, like...
No.
Love like yourself.
A nature way, and like a we are all Mother Earth way.
Yeah, it's like Adam and Eve. They were naked.
If they are naked, we can all be naked.
Don't let society tell you you have to wear clothes.
I mean, RuPaul says we're all born naked and the rest is drag, so.
Yeah, and we love everything that RuPaul does and says.
That's correct. We have all agreed on this.
Yes.
For a very long time.
Every single thing. And with that. Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye. We're being facetious. Can't you tell? Bye.
There it goes.
There it goes. Technology.
I'm like, why would it just like run away? What am I supposed to just like scroll along with it as I record? I don't understand. Right.